Right. Hello, everybody. Come on in. Checking the lighting. I know there's a glare, a little bit of a glare on my board, but how's everybody doing? Come in and say hi. Make sure you can hear me. I got my little microphone tonight. Let me change my name. How's everybody doing? Welcome, welcome, everybody. As you're streaming in, let's talk about spending. Talk about some holiday spending tonight. Fun, fun, right? So let me just kind of tell you how this is going to work real quick. Let me get my notes here. Printed out my handling the holidays. Got a few little tabs I'm going to share with you all. So if you didn't attend Kathy's call last week, she did one specifically on COVID and the holidays, right? Just like how kind of the holidays are going to be a little different this year. Maybe. Caitlin, good. I'm glad we're doing a spending call too, because this is something that comes up every once in a while on a just, you know, on like an office hours call. But I love that we're having a call specifically on spending. So, Lauren, yes. Lauren says, it's the first year with a real salary. Can't wait to see how everyone else handles things. I can budget like a boss. We're going to talk about budgeting here in a second, for sure. I definitely want to get y'all's, keep chatting. I definitely want to get y'all's ideas and what works for you in terms of holiday spending. And just really just kind of, let's just see what we can learn here. Okay. So all of these, so I'm going to talk about a few things here. And then if anybody wants to get get coached specifically on holiday spending, raise your hand. I see you, Leslie. So if you want to get coached specifically on spending, and I'm talking about spending money here, we're talking about money. Then that's what I'm coaching on tonight. Okay. So anybody else who wants to raise their hand and get coached, or you can also put any questions in the Q&A. So I'll be sure to see them. So that is where we are. And be sure that your chat is set to all panelists and attendees. Mine is not set to that. So I'm going to, just in case I need to type anything in. And we will get started. All right. So it's kind of weird here with the getting darker earlier, and I've got my little fancy light back behind me, but I think y'all can see me pretty good. So, all right, let's handle these holidays like a no BS woman, right? That's what we're here to do. So, all right, I made a few notes after I went back through the course a little bit. And so let's kind of talk about spending and where it goes first on in the think, feel, do cycle. Where does spending, overspending go in the think, feel, do cycle? Y'all tell me in the chat. Do, thank you. Do, right? Spending. I like to just visualize this because it just reminds you that you always have a thought and a feeling before you spend any money. Always. Just like you have a thought and a feeling before you eat, right? And so it's just important to remind yourself of that spending doesn't, you know, isn't any different than eating, than doing anything, right? It's an action. And so we can really see, if we're talking about overspending, and sometimes that can happen during the holidays, right? If we haven't planned, and we'll talk about all that in a minute. But if we overspend, it's no different than overeating, right? And it comes from a thought and a feeling. And so if you all have done any overspending in the past, you want to think about what you were thinking and feeling and why you chose to do it, right? And so it's just recognizing that it is a, you know, it is an action that we choose to do, just like overeating, that is usually something that we're, you know, we're trying to escape from something, right? We're trying to, why do we overeat, right? We don't want to feel what we're feeling in the moment. We have an urge and we respond to it. Overspending is the exact same thing, right? We have an urge to buy something and we make a choice to either give into that urge and buy it or to, you know, to allow the urge and not buy it. Okay. So Candy, it's been since COVID started. What has been since COVID started? Yeah, Caitlin. I mean, overspending is, you know, sometimes you may have heard the word buffer. We don't use it very often anymore. And that's more kind of a life coach school kind of term. But anything that we buffer from our emotions. So if we don't want to feel our emotions and we want to buffer between ourselves and feeling emotions, we overeat, we overspend, we overdrink, you know, look on Facebook, we watch Netflix, you know, binge watch a Netflix show, all of that kind of stuff, right? And so it's a matter of looking at, and so Candy was saying, you know, since COVID started that she's been spending too much money. And it's the same thing, right? With a lot of us, it's been since COVID started that we've been overeating. So there is a connection there and it is the same thing, right? We are looking to escape from something when we overspend. And this, you know, with the holidays coming up and a lot of us looking at spending some money on some things, this is a perfect opportunity for us to really decide and make some plans in terms of what we want to do and think about the thinking and the feeling behind it. Okay. So I was going to say one other thing, but let me just see what y'all have. Lauren says, I've considered window shopping with food to pass through urges, but didn't think to actually put shopping. Yeah. Yeah. So I definitely overspend as a form of buffering when I'm not eating. Yes. And that was the other thing. Thank you, Caitlin. Was sometimes, and this has happened with me, and at different points in my life where I have, you know, I've lost my weight and I'm not using food to cover up emotions anymore. And so then I replace it with something like spending. And when you've lost your weight and it's, you know, and you can go shopping and, you know, not that you couldn't always go shopping, right? But you go shopping and you can, you know, you want to buy new clothes. And so a lot of times we have to be careful about replacing one buffer with another, right? One thing with another. And a really dangerous thought, this is something that I wrote down, really dangerous thought that we need to look at is a thought like, well, at least I'm not eating. You know, I may be overspending, but at least I'm not overeating. And Lisa, this is the think, feel, do cycle, module 2 of No BS. If y'all hadn't been through not module 2 of No BS, I want you to get off this call right now. I'm going to channel my inner Corinne right now. Get off this call and go into No BS and click on module 2. If y'all don't know what think, feel, do is, y'all don't need to be here. Okay. You got to get the basics down. Okay. So let's just get that real clear. Okay. Oh, Lisa says, okay, she just drew a blank. All right. So if you've been through module 2, then you're good. So anyway, yeah. So you want to think about a thought like that, right? Like where it's like, well, I might be spending money, but at least I'm not eating. And it's like, well, how about we look at think about like, this is still something that produces negative consequences in our lives. Being overweight is a consequence of overeating, and being in debt and not having as much money as you need is a consequence of overspending, right? We could see them as the very same thing. Okay. So you got to be careful about that thought. And then I thought about another thought that you really want to watch for. With COVID, you know, for some of us, and this is like me, I mean, this is the situation I'm in. Like, I haven't been traveling. I haven't been eating out. I actually have more money in my account than I've had in the past. And so I'm like, oh, I've got extra money. I can get that. I can buy that. And then we also want to think about, you know, it's just like we're at home, right? We're not going out. We can, you know, Amazon is so easy, right? It's one click, literally. And it's at your door. So you got to think about what the thinking is. So y'all give me some of your thoughts. We're talking about overspending here, and specifically for the holidays. What are some of your thoughts? What are some of your excuses and justifications that you make to overspend right now? Right now and leading into the holidays. Let's get some of them out. It might be, I deserve it. I will not see my family. There we go. Yes. I will not see my family. Definitely want to watch Kathy's call on that from last week. I deserve it. I'm not going to write all this. I love new shit. I'm bored. I just want it, right? It's so similar to overeating, right, y'all? I want to give my grandkids more than I ever was able to give my kids. And it's like, you know, that's a reason that you can absolutely love and be okay with. Or is that a, you know, an excuse and a justification that you're making to spend more than you really want to spend, right? That's something you've got to look at, Linda. My kids have missed out on so much. That's definitely a thought you want to look at, Kelly. Is me buying more stuff going to fix that? That's something I want you to journal on for sure. I want to make it better for everyone. Mary, can you make it better for everyone? Do you have that power? You don't, right? You just don't. It's all about the people-pleasing stuff, right? And all of that is covered in such detail in handling the holidays. A lot of this is about people-pleasing, right? And what we know about people-pleasing is that it's not a thing. We can't please other people. We can't make it better for everyone, right? We think we can, but, you know, it's not up to us. It's up to every individual person to be happy or sad or whatever they want to be, right? So I don't want my kids to not get enough. What is enough, Leslie, right? You want to ask yourself that. You get to decide what enough is. You get to decide what enough is for your kids. You know, how much you're going to give to your kids, and you can decide that that's enough. Right? There's no just, big definition of enough out there, right? We all create that for ourselves. I want to make everyone feel special. If it is for other people, then it is okay. That's definitely a thought you want to question, right, Elizabeth? Is that really true? If it's for other people, it's okay. But it's not okay for me. Why is it better if it's okay for other people and not for me? Aren't I important? Couldn't it be okay for everybody? Is that possible? The kids had a tough year. They deserve some happiness. What creates happiness, right? Gifts don't create happiness, right? Right? Y'all gotta, it's like you think that the think, feel, do cycle doesn't apply when it comes to Christmas gifts. Like, no, I can create happiness in my children by giving them stuff. That is a thought that's going to hose you every time. Right? Kids feel happy. That's a feeling because of how they're thinking. You giving them a gift, that's just a fact in their life, right? And so thinking about what else you can do. I mean, absolutely, it's fine to give them some gifts, right? But what else could you do with them? But they always get to decide whether they're happy or not. And we know, I'm thinking about teenagers specifically. They always get to decide. I want to give my kids what I always have, but we lost an income because of COVID. So that's some honesty you got to have with yourself there, right? I had to buy some things to make the shift to online work, but then buying became a habit. Yeah. That's definitely a common thing that's happened, where we just started buying more stuff online because we were home. And now it has become a habit, right? But you want to recognize that it's just a habit that you've developed. Just like overeating, just like anything else. And that's module 3 of No BS. It's all about how to create new habits. I'm not going to read every single one of these, but okay, I'm at the bottom. Definitely a guilt feeling. So Linda, what is the guilt? What is the thought that's leading you to feel guilty? Type that in the chat. What is creating a feeling of guilt, or just anybody? Let me see what else I've got here. So you want to, it's like you want to just equate, you don't want to see, you know, overspending is any different than overeating, right? And so you want to think about it as an urge. You have an urge to eat just like you have an urge to spend. It's absolutely no different. And so you can use the tools that we explained in module 3 of No BS about allowing urges. Be fascinating for you to track your urges to spend, just like we look at urges to eat, right? And decide that every time you have an urge to spend money on something, you're going to give yourself maybe 24 hours to decide. And just watch your brain during that time. It'd be fascinating. Let's see here. There are a couple of worksheets in handling the holidays. Okay, Linda, let's finish with you here. You said, because I didn't give my kids as much as I maybe could have, so I tried to make up by giving to the grandkids. Okay, so you're the one with the grandkids, right? Where it's, you feel bad that you didn't, you have a thought that you didn't give my kids as much, right? I didn't give my kids as much. This is what everybody needs to do. You need to journal all of your thoughts. And put all of them into, not all of them, but just take out one, right? Just what we like to have you all do is to journal. And then you go back and underline all the facts. There's not going to be very many, right? One fact might be my kids are coming to my house for Christmas this year, or they're not coming to my house for Christmas this year. Another fact is that, COVID is happening, right? But everything else in that journaling is going to probably be a thought. And so you just want to pick out one and put it in the think, feel, do cycle. Like, okay, when I think I didn't give my kids as much and I want to give more to my grandkids, I didn't write all that down. But that's basically what the thought is. You feel guilt about that. Like, and she's also said, I think I need to make up for it. So she feels guilt and she overspends on her grandkids, right? That is what's currently, that's the current think, feel, do cycle. And then y'all know that's those pages in the planner, right? Where you can do your journaling and then you put in your current think, feel, do cycle. And then it asks, what could I be thinking? Right. And so what could Linda be thinking that would lead her to do something different if that's what she wants to do? So it could be a thought like, I don't have to overspend on my grandkids to show my love to them. I can love them in so many different ways besides giving them gifts. Or it could be like, I'm going to give them some gifts and I'm going to practice thinking that that's enough. Some sort of thoughts like that. But you also may want to start with the feeling line. Like, how do you want to feel that leads you to not overspend? Oh, good, Linda. I'm glad this is helping you. How do you want to feel? You probably want to feel love. for your grandkids, right? And love for yourself. How could you feel love for them and love for yourself so that you're not overspending? And just really think about that. Do some journaling on that, okay? Yeah, gifts of time. There's so many different gifts. I think that's the other thing, is let's expand our definition of gifts. Like, what are the gifts that we could give, especially this year, that could be something different, right? Let's get creative about what we could give. I got a call from my cousin yesterday, just out of the blue. And it was the most amazing gift, y'all. I hadn't talked to him. He and his wife, they're about to have twins in about a week. And so I'm probably not going to be talking to him again for a while, because they already have a three-year-old. So we just talked for about 10 minutes. But y'all, it was the most amazing gift and it didn't cost a penny. And so if you think about like Zoom, you know, you could have a family Zoom on Christmas, right? You could, I have this collection of postcards. I think I'm just going to start mailing postcards to people randomly. That doesn't cost very much money. I love to get mail, right? It's just expanding our definition of like, what is really a gift? And just get creative with it. Okay. We still just have Leslie who wants to get coached, but if anybody else does, raise your hand and we'll do that in just a minute. But I wanted to point out a couple of things from the Handling the Holidays course. And then I'll talk a little bit about budgeting. So everything in this course, when they mention eating, you can just replace it with spending every single time. So that's a really fun thing, is just to kind of go through there and just say like, okay, instead of eating, it's spending. And of course, you can work on eating and spending during the holidays. But there were a couple of places in here, and it was kind of specifically talking about people pleasing that I wanted to point out. It says, trust me, everyone is going to act just like they did last year. And this is when I was kind of thinking about teenagers. I was thinking about myself as a child and you know, growing up. And I remember some Christmases where I didn't get what I wanted. Y'all, I always wanted a trampoline. I never got one. And one year, my parents, bless their hearts, they gave me a mini tramp, you know, like a little mini trampoline. I was devastated. I mean, it was just like a knife to the heart that I had not gotten a real big trampoline. And this was way back when they were not as cheap as they are now. And so I just always think about that. And I think, okay, no matter what we buy for people, for kids, whoever, everyone is going to act just like they did last year. Nobody found enlightenment over this past year. Says the first thing to do is quit imagining the worst case scenario. So avoid thinking they'll never forgive you. They'll think you're ungrateful or whatever shit you think they will think. So that's number one, right? You got to think about like, okay, my mind wants to go to the worst case scenario that I need to buy everything, all the things, because it's, you know, I didn't give my kids enough, or it's, they've been stuck at home and all of this kind of stuff, right? It's just like, what if you just didn't immediately go to the worst case scenario? Give people the benefit of the doubt. Imagine they love you enough to be disappointed. This is about eating, and they won't remember it in 3 weeks. But that's important to kind of transfer to the kids, right? That like, they might be disappointed that you didn't buy them all the things, but how long is that really going to last? Now, I'm still thinking of my mini tramp incident, but I'm not disappointed anymore, right? I'm not pissed at my parents anymore. That lasted a very short time. It says, I want you to decide ahead of time how you want to think and feel when other people are disappointed. Because this is the thing. If we're not overeating anymore, if we're not overspending anymore, there's probably gonna be some people who choose to feel disappointed. Now, you didn't make them you didn't disappoint them, but they're gonna just choose to feel disappointed by something they're thinking, right? Let's just go ahead and plan for that now and figure out how we want to think about it. Candy said, yeah, is that the thought? I didn't give the kids enough. Yeah. But again, you're defining enough in a certain way. And you can define it however you want. You can define enough as what I can afford. I'm giving them what I can afford. And then I'm also letting them feel disappointed and being okay with that. Because you know you can't control that, right? You can't control them by giving them things. There's probably always going to be something that you didn't give them, right? There's always going to be a trampoline. So then you can just decide, you know what? This is what I can afford. You make a plan, and then you also plan for some disappointment from people. Go in it with your eyes open. Like it said, everyone is going to act just like they always did. You can't prevent that. You can't change that. So how about we just feel better ourselves, right? Okay, a couple of the worksheets that will be really good for overspending, and then we'll get to coaching. First one is the what I currently think versus what I could think. That's everything that we've been talking about right now, right? What do I currently think about overspending, about, you know, the holidays and what I think I should do, and then what I could think. So, and just what you could think are the thoughts that you want to practice, right? And then the other worksheet was so good because you could absolutely use the very same questions. It's the holiday goal worksheet. And so this is going to be the last thing I talk about with budgeting. So with handling the holidays, you know that we talk about planning your food, right? We talk about putting all of the events on the calendar and really looking at, okay, what's going on? And let me plan for them. That's exactly what this is too, right? You're looking at all the gifts that you want to buy for people and you make a plan. You make a budget, you decide how much money you want to spend, and you make a list of people that you want to buy for, and you make a plan, right? You just do the math. But this holiday goal worksheet is so good for that because it talks about, do I want to lose weight, maintain, or am I okay with the gain? And so what you could ask yourself with spending is like, okay, how much money do I want to spend this holiday season, right? And then here are the questions that are so good and relate to spending. In order to achieve that result of spending that certain amount and no more, I commit to doing and not doing the following. So that's where you can talk about allowing urges to spend more, right? Or to add more people to buy for at a later date after you've already decided and budgeted. I will need to choose to feel the following emotions in order to do or not do those actions. That is so huge, y'all. Because y'all are going to have to feel some feelings here. Because like with, you know, especially like with buying gifts for the kids, they're probably still going to feel disappointed, or they might, just like I did with the trampoline. And how do you need to be willing to feel when your kid is disappointed and didn't get everything that they wanted? We got to plan for this ahead of time, right? We can't just wish it'll be okay and hope, you know, wishful planning, right? We've got to plan. So yeah, we're probably going to have to feel some disappointment ourselves. We're probably going to have to feel, just feel some sadness probably, and feel sadness because we're maybe not seeing the family that we usually see on the holidays. And all that kind of stuff, right? And then the things I will think on purpose are, how will I practice these thoughts ahead of time? I love that question because it's like, okay, let's get specific. Am I going to put it on sticky notes? Am I going to have it in my phone? Am I going to say, you know, am I going to record my voice and listen to that every day when I go to work, right? How am I going to write it in my planner every day? Because this is one thing that you could put as one of those goals in your planner. I'm spending, you know, I'm keeping to my budget during the holidays this year. That would be an amazing goal that you could write out every day in your planner up until the holidays, right? And then the last thing is list all the no BS tools you will use to make it easier to achieve your goal. Complete your planner daily, listen to calls, all that kind of stuff. So that's definitely a worksheet that you can use in terms of setting a budget goal and then all the thinking and the feeling that you need to do around that. Okay. All right, let's get to some coaching. Let's say, Leslie, you've been waiting, so let's do it. We've got Leslie, Lauren, and Misty. And that's probably all we'll have time for because I don't want to limit this to about an hour. See, are you there? I need to. Are you there, Leslie? Let me ask you to unmute. Oh, nope, you shared your screen. Need to unshare your screen. There we go. I ask you to unmute, see if that works. And then also ask you to start your video. There you are. Can you hear? Can I hear you? I can't hear you. Oh, hold on a minute. Let's see, are you there? And it's dark. I can't see you, so I can't even tell if you're talking. But I'm assuming you're talking. I can't hear you. I know. I hate that because you've been waiting. Let me make sure it's not me. It looks like you're unmuted. Why don't you maybe go out and come back in and maybe check your settings on, you got to make sure your microphone is connected to your Zoom on your phone. Okay. And just raise your hand again. Okay. We'll do Lauren and Misty and then Leslie raises her hand back again. We'll do it. Okay. See if this works. I get paranoid that it's me.
It is not you.
Okay.
You're good.
I've had it happen where my computer has been muted. I mean, that happens fairly often. So sometimes it is.
That is true. No, we weren't hearing her on the listening side.
So. Okay, good. Well, not good, but hopefully she can get it straightened out.
Right. It's not a picnic problem.
Yes.
Okay. So I started typing this out and I thought, you know what? This is probably actually better to get coached on.
Yeah.
So I kicked my husband out of the office so I can get coached.
Okay.
So I am kind of also working through personality isn't permanent. And that's how this gets brought up. But through love languages and all that stuff, forever I've been the gift giver. Mm-hmm. So I definitely over time, if someone has asked for a gift or they're like, Lauren, I want this, and mm-hmm. I will go find them that, but then exceed their expectations. I love to do that. If I see something for someone, I can't wait to buy it. Mm-hmm. When it comes to Christmas time, though, you'd ask me to buy a gift, and I'm like, gift giving who? But with part of the identity that I have in mm-hmm. being the gift giver, there's a lot of thoughts around that. So, I know that, and I know it's just a matter of identifying the thoughts and getting it down on paper and working through them. But I just, as I was typing, I thought this could also help others.
Yeah,
But that it brings a lot of anxiety.
Right, because you have identified yourself as a gift. I mean, you said, mm-hmm. forever I've been the gift giver, right? And we even have this book, this love languages book that tells us that, that's our love language, right? And so, mm-hmm. You could even think, well, I'm not loving someone the way I should if I don't give them gifts, right? There's all kinds of thoughts that you can look at. And just like the Personality Isn't Permanent book, which is, by the way, I'm going to be on the podcast talking to Corinne about that in a week or two. So,
yay.
It's about, you're really seeing it as your identity, mm-hmm. right? And so, thinking about shedding that identity maybe, or mm-hmm. just rethinking a little bit can bring up a lot of anxiety, like you said, because it's like, wait a minute, it's who I am. It's a part of me. But we know from that book that no, it's just that you've thought for a long time that this is who I am, that this is
right. And part of that being paired with, this is essentially my first year of being fully salaried. So I am in a position where I'm not just buying, you know, body wash that I think would smell good for that person. Or my sister and I did socks and candles one year. Like we found stuff for people we thought they would like, but now I have the opportunity to actually go out and get people not just limited to this one type of item, because I can afford to give nice stuff. Like I can give nice stuff to my grandparents if I can figure out what I'm going to give them, to my mom if I can figure out.
Really back up and you know, define nice, right? Like, okay. I mean, gifts, you really want to think about, like, you have a lot of thought about gifts and what some gifts are better than others, right? And really like thinking, well, is that true? Is it just a matter of, I mean, it's that expanding your definition of what a gift is. I mean, because a gift doesn't even have to be a thing, you know, a physical thing.
Right.
It could be time. It could be all kinds of different things. And so for you, it's also looking at that in terms of, okay, I'm thinking that, you know, this gift is better than this gift just because it has a different monetary value. Mm-hmm. But is that really true? Right. And like, how can I, and just getting curious about all that, because there's no wrong way to do this, right? You can absolutely spend as much money as you want on anyone you want. You just want to like your reason, right? You want to be really good in your reason for why you're doing it.
And yes, this is hitting it. This is exactly, I'm like, okay, noting this for later. I'll listen to the call and journal on this later. This is hitting those spots. I guess in that sense, given that this is more or less the focus till the end of the year, is the gift giving, is the, we're not really like, you know, we can do Zoom and everything, but we're not really spending time with family as we were even last year. Just working on pulling myself away from that identity. Mm-hmm. So I can... is that's just really going to be through more journaling.
Yeah. And more practicing being the person that you want to be. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, moving away. I mean, you know, it's really thinking about who you are now and who you want to be. Do you want to be the, you know, forever the gift giver, or do you want to be someone new? And the key thing is to practice being, you know, we talk about acting as if, right? You definitely come up with some thoughts to practice, but then you just got to get into action at some point and just start practicing being this new person and feeling I mean, it's just like this worksheet, right? It's feeling the awkwardness of being, you know, being a new person, living a new identity, but reminding yourself of these amazing thoughts you have of why you want to be this new person, right? Mm-hmm. Why you might maybe want to be a person who saves money, or a person who, you know, doesn't give as many gifts, or whatever it is, right? I mean, there's no wrong thing. It's just what you want. And so much of all this work, not even just this, right? Everything that we work on, loving ourselves, is really deciding what we want, who we want to be. That's so much of what we're going to be working on in the January camp, by the way, is basically who we want to be, what we want our identity to be, and how we can move towards, you know, living that now.
Right. That's what a lot of the program has been so far, even just the past few months being here. Oh my gosh, I think I've been in the program for 6 months now. That feels like ages ago that I joined.
Well, I know I've been here a lot. I think you were at maybe in one of my chat rooms at camp, and
I was in your chat room at camp. You coached me back in May. Oh yeah, I've been dipping my. I haven't been just been dipping my toes. I've been jumping.
You dove right in.
if I am buying this as a gift for myself, I'm going to use it.
There you go. So it's. I mean, it's just really thinking about who you want to be, and then how can you live that way right now.
Then I do want to ask in the kind of immediate, short of me going after I get off this call to make a post in the Facebook to brainstorm ideas, any other good ways or resources or just something
like ideas for what exactly?
I'm thinking because I'm still thinking of that gift of giving, maybe like not necessarily physical items, but the alternate gift giving stuff.
No, I think that's an amazing, I would love for you to make that post, tag me in it, because I would love to see it. And I think, I mean, you know, of course, like Pinterest and Google, I mean, you know, there's just a million. And I think once you even just make a post or you just Google it real quick, your brain, the gears start turning in your brain, right? Mm-hmm. You start getting more and more ideas of like, okay, what are some non, you know, some free gift ideas or some non-physical gift ideas, right? And so you just won't have a problem with coming up with ideas. The other thing I was going to say, I've made a note of this, is we have that, this is still stuff, right? But we have that amazing post in the Facebook group about all of our members who sell things and the shop local. Mm-hmm. And so many people have talked about they're just going to shop through there for gifts. And so I just wanted to give a shout out to that.
That's a good plug. I like that. Thanks for the reminder. I'll definitely go check that out again.
All right. But make that post for sure.
I will do that. Thank you.
All right.
For the reassurance, more or less.
Okay. Yes, exactly.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Leslie, let's try to get you up here again. Yes, I can hear you. But you're now.
Okay.
Can you turn?
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. I'm outside because the kids are in the house. So,
I'm glad I can hear you. So.
It was exactly what you said it was. I just didn't have that clicked over. So
gotcha.
This is my first coaching call. So I'm super duper nervous.
Yeah.
So I have 6 children. Mm-hmm. And we've always, we struggled a lot when our older 4, they're all older, like 20, 19, 17, and 17. So we struggled a lot when they were little. So I have a lot of guilt, I guess. And I'm probably going to cry. So, but this is the first time we've been able to really, I mean, last year we did, but we bought our house. So it was a little different because everybody already knew, you know, we told the kids we're buying a house. Christmas isn't going to be like normal, you know, so they had a preparedness, I guess, sort of. But my husband and I talked about it and we wanted to give, you know, the older kids like $100 a piece. Mm-hmm. That's $400. And then we have the younger kids. And I mean, so I was talking to my 19-year-old today and I told her, you know, mommy and daddy are only giving you, you know, $100. And just a look on her face. And so when I seen this, I was like, you know, I don't really know what to think or what to feel. I don't want to spend on credit cards anymore.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing since I started No BS is that I'm like, not only do I want to lose this weight, but I also want to be in the moment. I want to be thinking about what I'm doing instead of just, you know, flying by the seat of my pants, I guess you could say, and just doing.
Those are all of your amazing reasons that I want you to remind yourself, like, I want you to write that out because you already have this story about who you want to be, right? Just like I was talking about with Lauren. And again, like, if someone wanted to buy things on credit cards, right, they can do that, right? There's no wrong answers here. But you know that you don't, right? You know that the person you want to be is someone who doesn't use credit cards or doesn't, you know, have debt, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And who wants to be this certain kind of mom and who wants to, that's the story that I want you to get really clear on. Because when you see, so when you told your daughter, what thoughts, so what kind of look did she give you? So, cause I'm not whether she was, you know, it was good or bad or what.
So she said, well, mommy, if you're not trying to spend money, what is that Bath and Body Works box that just got delivered?
Wow.
I said, well, that's candles. We have a new puppy. So, you know, it's something that I was like, it's something we need.
Okay.
Because I don't want my house to smell nasty. Like, even if it's a German Shepherd puppy. So, you know,
that's
something.
A really good reason for that, right? But it's, you know,
well, I didn't feel like that when I said it. I felt like I was being selfish, really.
Well,
do you really need it?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is like, you want to hear that come in first, right? Like, oh, well, that maybe that was selfish of me to buy that instead of, and then you want to stop and say, wait a minute, is that really true? Right. What did I really want to do here? Right. What do I really want to do? Those candles were important to me because of the new dog. Right. And my daughter, she gets to have her opinions. Right. She gets to have her judgments. That's the big thing with so much of this. Right. Is that we got to let everybody have their opinions. I mean, and this year, if this year hadn't taught us anything, it's that, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's got an opinion.
Yeah. And I think it's harder now because they are adults, they're becoming adults. And, you know, I started having children at 18 years old. So, you know, I've grown up with my kids really. And yeah, she shouldn't be questioning me. And that's what I thought in the instance. But then I was like, is she right? You know?
Well, and that's what you got to answer, right? You got to answer, you got to add, you know, your brain asks you a question and you want to answer. And because she can question you all day long, right? That's not a problem. You just want to let her have her opinion. And then, you know, and then answer that question, right? Is she right? But you always get to decide, right? And you may decide that you're fine buying that candle and she gets to just disagree with you.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the whole thing about like, what feelings are we willing to feel during this time of year? Like, that's some awkwardness, right? That's some
very, yes.
You know, it's like, and we want to get away from that. And it's like, what if that can just be okay? She can be pissed for a little while.
Right.
And
you know, normally they're used to getting things like that, you know? So that was another thing I had to tell myself is that, you know, they're used to getting Uggs. They're used to getting, you know, clothing from stores. And I've always tried to overcompensate. So I think, you know, that is my new, you know, I keep telling myself I am a person who doesn't spend on credit cards. I am a person who wants to save money for our future. Yes, I'm 39 years old, but I'm like, you know, I don't want to always be living paycheck to paycheck. And so I am trying to show my children that. And I just feel like I've waited so long. So I'm struggling, I guess.
That's the part of the story that's, you know, that you want to look at and question, like, I've waited so long for what? I mean,
I say I waited so long, but really we just never had money. Like when I say we never had money, like when our kids were little, my husband didn't work. He stayed home, which is not my older children's father. So he stayed home and we struggled. Like we ate at food banks. Like we really struggled very hard. And so now that we both work and he has a really good job and I'm a nurse, you know, I just feel like I'm supposed to do it, I guess. And for so long, I couldn't do it. So it's not.
And that's the part of the story that you really want to look at, right? Like, is that really true that I keep thinking I'm supposed to do it. That was what someone else said. Like, I'm supposed to make up for this, right? Because of the past. And is that really true? Right. Is that really what you want? You keep thinking that, but is it really what you want? No. Doesn't sound like it.
I don't want my kids to grow up and think when they, you know, now that they're becoming adults, that it's okay to continue to spend excess money above what you make.
You have this.
And I think that's my struggle.
You have this. Yeah. You have this. I mean, what you can tell yourself is this is my opportunity to be an amazing example to my kids.
Right.
About how to manage their money.
Just like no BS.
Just like, I mean, this is like weight loss, right? Just like eating.
Yeah.
This is exactly the same thing. It's like, I can show them this example too.
Right.
About how to like, yeah, I want to buy more, but this other stuff is more important. Like who I want to be, someone who doesn't spend on credit cards. That's someone who I want, you know, that's who I want to be. So it's okay that I want to do this other stuff, but I'm not going to, because I mean, just like it's okay to want to eat something and you don't,
right?
Because it's important to you to be this new person that you want to be.
So I guess I just really need to figure out a budget maybe to, you know, and see this is the amount of money that we have coming in. This is the amount of money we have going out.
Absolutely.
What is realistic? Like, yes. Is $100 a realistic?
Get it all out, because I mean, it's just like the food plan that we make every day, right? We make a food plan every day because we want to give ourselves some structure, right? We make it doable.
Yeah.
And it's just a bit like with the budget, right? We got to look at what's happening. We got to get honest with ourselves about what we're willing to do, what we've got, what we don't have, you know, all this kind of stuff, right? You can't just live. You don't want to live just blindly thinking, well, I probably got enough money, or if not, we'll just charge it. Right.
That's what I've always done. Yeah. And that I don't want to be that person anymore. I don't want to feel like I'm drowning anymore. So
what that means, though, this is why it hasn't happened before. Right. This is why you haven't done it before, because you may look at the numbers, and then you're going to have to make some decisions. Right. You're going to have to make hard decisions.
The hard part.
Yeah. That's the hard part. But again, it's so worth it.
I'll feel better in the long run.
It's exactly. And it's just like eating. Right. You're going to have to, you know, have those urges, but it's so worth it in the long run.
I think it was a good idea about writing it in my goals every day. I wrote that down on my notes. So that's going to be my plan, is figuring it out tonight and then writing it on my plan every day between now and then, just a reminder, like, this is what we're doing, Leslie, like, so I don't go.
But this is what we're doing and why, right? Keep writing why.
And why. Yeah.
Just like in the plan.
That's a good idea.
Because, you know, I want to lose this weight this week, and this is why it's important. You want to do that with every single one of your goals, right? Because just saying, like, I don't want to spend on credit cards, your brain's going to be like, if you don't remind yourself of why it's important, then your brain's going to sneak in.
That's a simple and easy one.
Yeah.
Just to say, I don't want to spend on credit cards. And then in my other section on the right-hand side, just say why I don't want
to. Yes.
Because I want to be able to breathe.
I want to be someone who, you know, and you can even think about the future, right? Think about, like, I want to retire, and I want to do this. I want to travel. Yeah. I want to, whatever it is, right? Start dreaming. Yeah. Start dreaming now. And those are some amazing reasons you can remind yourself of. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Love it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I'm glad you got on. See ya.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
All right, Misty, you'll be our last one, and we will get up on out of here. This was so fun, y'all.
Let's see.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Good.
You look like a city somewhere back there. Are you?
Well, I'm working in Milwaukee. I actually am from Arkansas.
Oh, I'm Arkansas.
I'm working in downtown Milwaukee. So.
Where in Arkansas do you live?
El Dorado.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
I lived in Little Rock for 10 years.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm in Little Rock, so awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Wonderful. So, looking at my past with holidays, I kind of can relate to both of the previous. I love giving gifts. There's no question in that. But I don't really want to change that to some extent, but my husband always makes a budget and I always agree to it. And then as I'm doing the shopping, I seem to have resentment towards him about the budget. And then I end up going over the budget. And then I feel guilty afterwards as to why couldn't I have just done what I said I was going to do or not agreed to it in the beginning and, you know, had a more in-depth discussion.
It sounds like there's a couple of, you know, a couple of times, right, where you could have kind of looked at your thinking, right, and done something
right
differently. I mean, and so it's not necessarily that you need to have a bigger budget. Right.
Yeah.
It's like you could think differently about the budget that you all have, you know, agreed on. You could, you know, think about like the urges you have to go over the budget and how you could think differently about those and that kind of thing. So there's like a few, you know, a few places to kind of attack it.
And I think I improved. I joined last year in April and I improved my resentment part last Christmas better. Or it was not completely, but it was much better than it had been in the past.
So my husband, resentment, how did you feel?
A little frustrated, but not for the entire time. It was really for a much more limited, you know, just a day or so versus an extended feeling. And knowing that, you know, why I can understand the budget and I know why we need the budget.
Yeah.
There's no question there. It's just, he stays home and I work. And so I think sometimes that gets pulled into it, whether I want it to or not.
It looks like maybe the resentment, you know, you want to kind of look at the resentment with that. Maybe you're having some with resentment around that. And so, yeah.
And so I've worked on some of that through this year and have way less of that. And, but I'm just trying to, I guess, figure out some thoughts on while I'm in the moment of shopping, how to keep it within and remind myself to stay within what I've planned and what I want to spend.
And I really think about it in terms of, I think about eating, right? I think about like, how do we handle urges in the moment, you know, to eat, right?
Right.
And one thing that we do is that we set up our environment to like make it as easy as possible to, you know, to follow our plan. I mean, and when I say plan, we can talk about eating, we can talk about spending, right? And so it's really a matter of, I think about specifically shopping with a list. That's just something that popped into my head, right? It's like, we're not just going to go in here and look and see what we see. And no, we're going, I mean, and we have the internet, right? We do not have to go and browse a store anymore. It's just like you have a list and you shop with a list. This is something I learned from another life coach who, she works with people on like home organization and stuff like that. She also, she works with a lot of clients on, you know, on spending. And so it's this, she taught me to, you know, you shop with a list, right? And you go in and maybe you work with like an accountability partner or you work with a family member and you say, okay, I've got this list. I'm about to go get in the store, go into the store and I'm going to come back out and tell you that this is all that I bought. Right. It's those kinds of things where you just set up your life to be successful so that you don't let things, you know, things just kind of distract you. And, you know, you don't let things just happen, even though things don't just happen.
Right.
But you just make it as easy as possible to be successful as possible.
Okay.
Right.
So, I mean, probably
it's definitely, you know, practicing the thoughts and keeping the, you know, always reminding yourself of why, right? You talked about like, why do you have a budget? Writing that in your planner every single day, why it's important for you all to follow this budget. And, you know, again,
I mean, we paid off my credit cards.
So. Yes. I mean, get as big as you can, right? Think about the future. Think about like, when you have your credit cards paid off, right? All of that kind of stuff is contributing to that. And you want to remind yourself of that. And so then when you are in the moment, it's some people were talking about like how if they are going around the store, they put things in their cart, but then they just, you know, walk around with it for a minute, right? Where it's like, I don't know, that sounds a little dangerous, but there is something.
I did that with my online carts. I put it in there and then I go back through.
That's something I do. Like if I see something I think I really want, I say, okay, I'm going to give it, I mentioned this earlier, right? I'm going to give it like a week or I'm going to give it 24 hours and see if it's something I really keep thinking about, then I might, you know, consider it. But I'm not going to just impulsively, you know, you can just commit and say, okay, I don't impulsively buy things anymore.
Yeah. And I don't online. So I can.
So it's just
kind of that
in-person stuff, right? It means because it's just like, just because you're in the store and there's other stuff in the store doesn't mean you got to consider it, right? You got your list.
Yes. No, that's a good way. And I think probably putting in the thought of, I try to ask myself as far as food goes, is this something that my future self would do? Or will it get me to my future self?
Your future self. And then you want to have that picture of your future self where you paid off your credit cards and you're maybe saving for retirement or whatever it is, right?
Yes.
So just, it's the very same thing.
So okay.
You've already got some tools in place. It's just kind of transferring them over to the spending for sure.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
All right. See ya.
Right. Bye.
All right. So fun, y'all. All right. It is straight up 6 o'clock. I'm going to look here in the chat and see if there's anything else to, I think there was a couple questions. Y'all are so funny. Y'all are in here coaching her. Okay. I won't be able to read all of them. It says, let's see. What if you're demonstrating good spending habits? Okay, we talked about that, being an example to your kids. Oh, that's a good one, Lisa. That's a good little tip, right? Just leave your credit cards at home and only use cash. I don't know. I am not super familiar with like Dave Ramsey stuff and, you know, the, that kind of budgeting stuff, but I know he uses like an envelope system with cash and like when the cash is gone. Right. But it's all the same concept of this constraining yourself, right? Really setting yourself up for success by just, there's actually a concept actually from the Personality is Permanent book where it's called, I think it's called something like forcing functions, but it's a way that, you know, when you do things like that, you force your brain to do what you want to, you know, do what you want to do, right? When you just make it as easy as possible, it's like, I don't have the credit card. I can't use it. So I love that. Just little things like that. Good, Caitlin. I will definitely suggest that we have more spending calls. I love talking about this stuff. I love coaching. This is something I've really worked on over the years. And I just love really teaching it in a way to just see it exactly like overeating, right? And so it just, because it's really not any different. Someone says they literally froze their credit cards in a block of ice. You can do that, right? The only thing you got to be careful about these days is that sometimes you can go to a store and if you don't have your credit card, you can still use it because you can like give them your, you know, your ID or whatever. So you just got to commit and say, okay. I love the idea of having an accountability partner where you just go in and when you know, like you could be on Marco Polo in the car and say, okay, I've got my list. I'm getting these three things. And when I come back from out of the store, I'm going to come back and come on and tell you that I only got these three things, right? And just being accountable to someone else until you can be accountable to yourself. There's nothing wrong with being accountable to somebody else. So, all right, y'all. Oh, this is a good one, Danielle. She said she deleted all of her account info from Amazon. So she wants to buy something. She has to care enough to get up and get her wallet. That is so genius, Danielle. It's whatever you can do that can create a pause, right? Because if we're not, you know, whatever can like stop that impulsivity, even if it's just like 10 seconds, that's all you need sometimes. Just like with overeating, that's all you need sometimes to make a different choice. Is just to stop yourself just for a short amount of time and give your brain time to catch up. Because your habit brain is like real quick, right? It's just like, well, let's just buy this. Let's just grab it and buy it. But if you can give this part of your brain time to catch up, just a minute or so, then that's what you need to do. But that's what you can practice doing for sure. All right, guys, this was so much fun. I think that's about it for the chat. And I will definitely suggest that we maybe do some more calls specifically on overspending, maybe even another one before the holidays is up. I don't know. Don't quote me on that because we may have already decided on all of the topics. But Corinne loves to coach on special topics and stuff. And so she might want to, or I would love to do it again. So it was so much fun, guys. And the replay will be up sometime tomorrow, probably within 24 hours. And I will see you guys again soon. I am actually, any of you guys who have went to October camp, I'm going to be doing the camp replay this week on Wednesday. And don't forget about January camp. Register by November 15th and you get the bonus vision board party with Corinne, the Zoom vision board. I think it's wine and vision boarding party with Corinne. And I'm going to do it too. Y'all, I've not ever been like a huge vision board person, and I'm doing it this year. Doing it. I'm going to put it somewhere in my office, and because I know how important it is to have visual things. I have a lot of visual things, but I just really, really want to work on having some, all my good power thoughts I want to have in some sort of format on my wall. So that's the bonus if you register by November 15th, and then you get your swag box early. And so you can use all the stuff in the swag box all through the holidays if you want to. So can't wait for camp either. It's going to be awesome. All right, guys. I will see you later. Bye.